Okay. Well, we will go ahead with, if any of you do not know, this is Ole Klinggren.
Meet everybody.
And that's the only time you'll ever hear perfect and holy in the same sentence.
We've got it recorded, haven't we?
Yeah.
You can play it back a lot.
I was just telling about you and your wife and kids and parents and Linda and everything else, but...
they're all gone now.
Yeah. We're down to the slim pickings.
I've got a Navajo girlfriend. I'm set. Not really. I couldn't get one to move out this far.
Okay. Well, whatever report and presentation you have for the ranch members.
Okay.
It's you.
Well, let me give the general State of the Union address in a word. Cows, do they care?
Yes. Yeah.
Care about cows?
Yes, sir. Sure.
You know, I've reminded people that from time to time. It's okay to be a ranch as long as it doesn't smell like one or look like one. No. You know what? I heard a lot of rumors when I took this job about how discontent the members can be, and I have to tell you, I've been overwhelmingly pleasantly surprised at how contented the members really are. They are wonderful. The kids come out and play with the animals. The members ride the horses. They really enjoy themselves. I haven't seen the dark side of the moon yet, but I'm sure it's there. But I've had a delightful relationship with all the members. Haven't seen any problems. Not really. The cows. We started out with 15 cows. They had babies. We kept back 6 heifers. We sold the bull calves last year. This year we, with the 6 heifers, had 21. We lost 1 first-time heifer with a calf and have 13 calves on this crop. So we should be close to 20. It's 13 on the 20. 33. But we're selling, if we don't know the sexes of the calves yet. So if we sell off half of those, we're going to be, I figured, in the high 20s. And our goal was to reach 30 by the end of this year. So we're going to be close. And then, you know, looking at the revenues we draw off the cattle versus leasing it, the man that's been leasing it up till now leases up this year or next year. And we make a lot more money raising our own cows. So we're going to try and just keep a Deer Springs ranch herd, and it's just a lot more lucrative for the manager.
You can do better range management too.
Oh, yeah, and we don't get murdered on our grass. So that's the situation of the cows. The horses are down to about 20 now. I've done a terrible amount of selling and pawning off, and in some cases giving away horses to get the numbers down. But we're down. I don't even think there's quite 20 in the upper meadow, but there's, we're going to, what I was told about the need for horseback rides when we came here was something more akin to Ruby's Inn, and what we need here is more something around, you know, 15 good horses. So we've been chopping the numbers down, but I don't know what the horse rides have been in the past, but we serviced about 500 people this year, didn't we? There were a lot of horseback riding, and it was good horseback riding. Those of you who went on horseback rides, you all liked it, but I don't know what you were used to before. But I really liked riding under the pinks, and out in the desert, the horseback rides went well. We didn't have a single injury on a year. I know that's plywood, but it can't. That's the cows, the horses, and the goats. We couldn't be more pleased with the goats. The goats are doing what they are paid to do. The willows, if you go to the upper meadow, they've got the willows pushed back. We're gonna, as soon as the membership kind of leaves for the season, we close down the upper cabins, we'll move them down into the lake area, and we're gonna use solar fences to concentrate them on the willow groves to get them out. That's our biggest problem. Who was talking about willows earlier? Was it Dustin? No, it was
Kirk.
Yeah.
He had some fancy word about...
Yeah, what did you say?
trance of apparition.
Trance of apparition.
Yeah. willows, of
Stuck
course,
a little water out of the ground.
They do, and they send it into the air. But more,
should they leave?
Yes.
What's worse than that is they eat up the pastures because they are a taproot plant. They just crawl into your meadow, and eventually you have willows instead of grass, and then you can't raise anything. Except maybe goats, because they seem to really like the willows, but hate to see them go. But if you go up there, you can, how do you say it? You can see the forest for the trees now. Just so you understand, we had a CD presentation that we guess we could have rigged up that talks about goats, but we don't really need to extol the virtues of goats, but you do need to understand what their function on the ranch is. Besides the mandate from the county to have a fire program and to protect our urban, they call it WUI, urban interface, all the oak trees that grow up send out the little baby trees, and then their canopy comes down. And Calvin Johnson, this is probably the best way to say it in a short period of time, he was out here 3 days ago. I spoke to him earlier, right when we were getting goats, and he said, as a boy, he ranched here on the Finley Ranch and was here all the time. And he says there were great parks. You could see through the oaks long distances, and you could see the deer grazing, and there was grass. And there weren't trees this tall. There was no such thing as a tree this tall blocking your view. The trees were either up in the canopy or it was grass. And he said because of the way that was before the BLM. He was around before there was a BLM. But he said... with the way that they made it so that you couldn't actually live on the land with herders, and you had to send cows out and go get a job in town to support your cattle herd, the cows became the way of going because you just turn them loose and you don't have to watch them. Goats are pretty labor intensive. You have to bring them in every night, turn them loose. You have to take care of them because the predators will eat them up. But he said, in those days, it was all goats. Everybody ran goats. That's what goats were. And he told me that they'll bring the surface water back to the ground. And I thought that that was quite a fairy tale. But then, I guess, in talking to the people who do it, they do, because the trees that are this tall take 50 gallons a day of water they draw in. The big mature trees have taproots that go down into the groundwater, and they don't take the surface water like the little ones that have a shallow... So the grass can come back and grow, which only has a short root system because it's not competing with these size of trees, and they don't compete with the great big trees. So the optimum ranch, the way you want it to look, is to have lots of big trees that stand kind of by themselves, that their canopy doesn't touch another canopy for the fire to transmit fire. But also the big trees have 60 to 160 foot roots, and they take water from a place that the grass doesn't need it. The little trees take the grass water, that's why they don't have grass. So what the only thing that can come in and compete is a small plant with a long taproot, which is rabbit brush, sagebrush. So you end up with sagebrush and juniper instead of big trees and grass. And so he said when he was a kid up here, he says that's what it all looked like. And he says if you have goats here long enough, he says that's what it'll look like again. Because they'll take the little stuff down, the grass will come up, the big trees will flourish, and it'll look good. But they're doing a very good job. The rose hips are getting pushed back. The willows are getting pushed back. They're thinning the oak. They're taking the new growth of the oak. I wish we had 8,000 of them, but the ones that we have are working as hard as they can.
The Harrises want you to go look for their key.
We expect
a goat eat it?
Yeah.
That's wrong. Their key.
I have a key.
A long green
shoelace?
No, a long green shoelace would be a bad thing to put on a key you didn't want to go to.
Well, the key way before we had the goat.
They'll pickpocket you for anything green.
Shoelace may be gone.
Well, we could run a metal detector over the herd.
See who goes off.
That's all the critters. The little petting zoo critters, we have geese, ducks, chickens, turkeys, peacocks. We are going to get chuckers soon that we'll be releasing in small increments so that they start to run on the ranch. We're going to hatch them and release them and hatch them and release until we have little coveys of chuckers around. They're a great game bird to hunt. We'll be able to hunt them here on the ranch as soon as the numbers are up. And they're probably the best eating bird on the range if you've ever eaten chucker. They're terrific birds. that's all the little things, other than we have a new
quail.
Quail don't do well here. They release quail a lot. It's just not quail country. Chuckers is as close as you can come to a small covey bird here that will stay. I have some presentations to make. Does anybody have any questions, or is it just presentation or question answer?
Whatever.
We built. You've seen what's going on in the ranch. We built every fence that we needed to keep the cows out of here. We're building new corrals out of white cedar and bolts. They'll be here long after you and your children are dead, and probably your grandchildren. So the fences we're putting in are there to stay, and they'll be there a long time. What we're doing is circumventing the old corral system that's falling down with the new one, so that as it falls down in the middle, there's already new ones put up, and they'll take the place of the old ones. The porch to the store that nearly claimed Mrs. Clark's life is gone. And with our mill, we will be putting a new porch there. And our next project that comes off the mill will be a pavilion out here, a covered pavilion for picnicking. It'll have about a 40-foot table in it, and it'll keep you out of the rain with a view of the point, and it'll service from the garden cabin. So if you have, this is our largest capacity cabin, so if you have a large group that stays here, they can use that, and it'll also be close enough to the fire pit that you can Dutch oven and picnic and whatnot. But we're going to do one of those, and everybody's going to look at it, assess it, see how much they like it. If they like it well, we'll put one up by the two ponds, right between the ponds where you come in, so that there's the freshwater spigot that we have there and a pavilion, and then maybe that'll be get some good use in the summer. As far as the rest of my time goes, I'm trying to be as quick as I can. I've got stuff in the oven over there. I know this is terribly creative, but it was the best I could think of in a pinch t-shirt. But there have been some people this year that have just been too good to go without mention. And so, without further ado, I will start. On a ranch, most ranches have... you have ranch hands, you have a foreman ranch hand, but in between the ranch hand and the foreman, you have what is referred to in the cowboy world as a top hand. If you're calling for a reference or recommending somebody to another ranch, they'll say he's a top hand. Well, that doesn't mean anything if you're not in the business, but even in professional rodeo, they'll say that guy's a top hand. That means that he doesn't miss very often, and I've only known several top hands in my life. They're fabulous cowboys, generally really good people. And we have a couple of those on our ranch. Now I realize that these aren't pistol packing, lariat throwing cowboys, but this isn't exactly a normal ranch either. So our urban interface wildlife cowboy ranch, whatever the acronym would be for that, has had some people that have really shown up. Beginning at the beginning of the year. I've only been here 9 months or so, but I have noticed certain people come to the forefront again and again and again. For instance, when we began this year, we needed a mill because we needed wood. We have wood all over the ranch, but we can't make flat boards out of it, and we needed a mill. Quickly, Bob Becker and Ken Lent and Brent Fulmer and Bill Brockbank stepped up, chipped in, bought a ranch. Larry Meltzer and...
bought a mill.
Bought a ranch, yes. Bought a ranch. The rest of you own pieces of a mill. But they bought the mill. Larry Meltzer and Brent and I put it up, and we've been sawing logs. The lumber that's come off there for Phil Hall has been beautiful, and looks like we've got a little bit more. It's Phil here.
Didn't I say him earlier?
He came earlier to make sure he didn't miss them. Anyway, what a boon it has been to the ranch, and it will be for years and years. So I would like to present Ken Lent with a t-shirt. They're all extra large.
Good.
I hope they'll stretch over everybody.
Well, I'm not going to wear it.
Well, I got one for Jerry Racine, and he's going to look like a little girl going to a dance social. Also, we needed a vehicle that we could get to and from town with our laundry. Every time we go with the laundry, we get there and we've got a pound of dirt, and then we get it clean and come back, we got 2 pounds of dirt coming back. And it was a tough dilemma to solve. We put it in stretched over cable block down containers. I had my wife put it in her van and drove with it under her arms It didn't work. Ken had a van that he wasn't using that is just perfect. That white van out there, we put our stuff in the back. We also use it to do the cabins because it's sealed. We can put clean sheets in it, run up to the cabins. They're still clean when we get there. And it has been a tremendous benefit to the ranch. He donated it completely, and we just appreciate that.
He charged you a dollar.
That's right.
Right, you.
I know. I've got one set of potatoes that doesn't have bacon in them. Anyway, we also need a strip. We also had I needed a wheelbarrow, and I was headed to get some, and Ken just showed up with a wheelbarrow, and he said, "I'd like to give this to the ranch." There are people who do that sort of thing, where they see a need, and they do it, and they don't really ask for any thanks, and I don't mean to embarrass any of the people I'm mentioning, but they're tremendously appreciated. Bob Becker's not here, but Bob Becker, besides contributing to the mill, he bought a ditcher to do the carry-off water system for the ranch. We don't have a tractor to pull it, but we do have a ditcher, and someday we'll have a tractor to pull it. Anyway, because he's an electrical engineer, he's also been just priceless with working with the solar system, getting power into the house. A lot of people have been in the middle of that solar system all year long trying to make reliable power, but Bob's just a terrific guy, and he's there for whenever we need him. Vance Green, did he make it back down twice? Vance is I don't know if you have somebody that's indispensable, but with regard to our computer, with regard to our computer and our phones and our, he does the minutes, takes the minutes off of our tape, types them up, he makes it available to the computer. He, what does he call it, massages the different ideas that we send out and sends them out to the membership. He has the equipment to find our water systems. I can't imagine trying to understand this spaghetti of old upon old upon newer and newer plumbing and whatnot that goes on here that generationally has just disappeared. For instance, he just found the septic tank at Cabin 4. Not even Dale Clarkson knew where that thing was. And, you know, short of taking a backhoe and just starting at Bryce Canyon and going to Nav, we could not find that thing. He came with his little sewer cam. And he shot down and he looked at all the wonderful things down there, and he found it. So, I mean, he just does. He found this dumping station out here for us. He found our water lines this year. I could go on and on about what Vance does for us. One of the things many of you have benefited from is he's the one that makes those laminated maps, the big laminated maps of the ranch, curls them up, puts them in the store. We sell them for about $25.
There's a bunch of them in the store.
Yeah, there's some.
I had one you wanted to bring in here.
It's on the bed right there.
Oh.
They're the only way. I think every member of the ranch should buy one of those because they're indestructible. I've been carrying one in my pickup since I got here, and anytime somebody asks a question... Anyway, he also donates all the proceeds. We sell them, and all the money goes back to the ranch. So it's a completely selfless service that he does there. Anyway, I've mentioned how he helps us with our computers and whatnot. He is also a ranch hand at Deer Springs Ranch. Taylor, don't let this slip you.
Thank you, Holly.
Thank you, Vance. Terry Alderman. You ever seen the movie Mouse Hunt? That guy that comes in. Linda and Terry have staked out Cabin 2 until they have whipped the mice.
That's right.
And they're moving cabin to cabin. She's on the payroll, so she doesn't get mentioned as a benevolent servant. But Terry and she have been the moving force behind the rodent problem. You know what I did to solve the rodents? I put 3 mouse traps in every bucket in the cabin. They could set them, clip them, but no. They took it to another level. They go, they stake them out, and anyway...
We have found mice that are as flat as this paper in places you would not want to go. We use a gallon and a half of bleach in each cabin every time we go up. It was nasty, but I think we're on top of it.
That is a job that I'm not sure very many people volunteer for. But you did, and we appreciate it. Where is Jerry?
Jerry got taken pictures. He doesn't do cards.
I want this t-shirt to look like that hat he wears.
Okay.
I want to see it somewhere.
Thank you.
Dustin Hollist. I mentioned at a board meeting we needed tools. He showed up the next weekend with tools. We needed shelves in the store. He brought a shelf out. We put it in the store. We didn't have any way to freeze meat, and don't have the solar hooked up to run it yet, but he brought a freezer out for us. He has been always willing to offer a computer. He brought us a laptop out, he's one of those people who thinks about the ranch a lot, not just when he's at a board meeting, but when he's home. And we appreciate not only your donations, but your time and your thoughts. You've been a great board member.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I have two top hands to give out. One of them's not here, so I'll mention him first. And he's the best of the two, anyway. Jerry Racine. You may have seen the one-eyed little fellow that runs around here looking as though he escaped from some sort of facility.
He say that as if.
As if he didn't, right? No. He befriended my family and I just as soon as we got here. And most of my friends are a bit off the beaten path, and I imagine I am too, because we're birds of a feather, right? But Jerry certainly has his own little niche in that venue. He is the most meticulous cleaner I have ever seen.
He's the only person I know that enjoys cleaning toilets.
We went on a horseback ride, came back, and he went to cleaning the comfort station, and the lady asked him, how was your ride, or how does it compare, what you're doing now? Made some sort of comment. He says, I just have fun doing everything. He says, I'm having just as much fun cleaning the shower. The fact is, it's true. When we go to do cabins, I go and restock everything in the absence of my wife and the patrol that used to do that. It's Jerry and me. I go to restock, and he has a cleaning belt supply thing with all of this stuff, and he'll say, we're getting low on Windex, and he just keeps track of his cleaning stuff. You go to the showers and he waxes the stuff and he sprays everything with bleach and he cleans it more than I would ever even think of doing. I ended up having to pay him because my conscience wouldn't allow it. I force him to take money, and every time I do, it's a battle. I have to chase him around, give it to his wife, hide it under stuff. Because he just wants to do it, and he is down here every single day. He checks the amount of the solar power, where we're at, comes in, reports to me. He helps me oftentimes watering the animals while I'm feeding. He goes and cleans. I don't know in hours how much that guy has been here, but he gives his life to this ranch. In fact, his wife came and asked me one time if I would send him home, because since we moved here, he doesn't come home as much. I hope that he's not escaping from her to come to us, but he's just absolutely a treasure, and he's going to be the top hand in the dress. You'll see him around here. And he needs a shirt.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a story. I can only tell you this. I told it in front of him the other day, so I'm not telling you anything I wouldn't say with him here. We cleaned out one of the cabins, and he'd gone done some cleaning. And I found this thing that can only be described as a shirt, but it was patched and sewn and had permanent stucco of some sort on it, and clean, but it should be in the Smithsonian. And I thought, no way a member could have worn this here. And I put a stick under it, and I took it out, and I threw it in the garbage. And just moments, almost as if he'd received a message. He shows up. I've lost my shirt. Have you seen a blue striped shirt around here? And I didn't know what to tell him. I knew where it was. I said, go check with Kinda. And I went and I got it out of the thing. And I brought it out and I put it on the tailgate of the truck. And he came out and I said, is this the shirt? Oh,
father-in-law. And he is, if you ever see that shirt, he is very fond and attached to that shirt. But if that shirt's any testimony of how hard that guy works or how long he keeps things, what a deal. Anyway, he's got a new one. Okay. The other one, I don't have to tell anybody about Top Hand Brent Fulmer. Every establishment has. You can take it out. You have to understand that it pains me to say nice things about him. And I mean, the rest of these I just ran right through him. I scratched him. But Brent, I mean, we have a go-to man at the ranch. Many of the things which I receive compliments for, they're not mine, and I tell people that. The cleaning. Almost every member this year said, I've never seen the cabin so clean in my entire years of owning here. And I say, it's not me. I say, it really, it's not me. I stock and I have, but Jerry's never around. The cleanliness of these cabins are, I mean, he'll come through and his little eyes just dart around, you know. Brent is in the same way. Many things he does and goes home, and people say, well, this happened or this got taken care of. And I say, it wasn't me. It was Brent. And they say, oh, we know Brent. And they just kind of go, well, he always is doing stuff. I don't think anybody knows how many hours he's always doing stuff. At least three times a week, I hear the yellow four-wheeler. I can just about pick his out of any other motor coming down the thing. He shows up, brings me the messages I didn't get because I don't know how to do email. And or when the phone wasn't working, he was our passenger pigeon.
The pedigrees that brings you.
He brings horse pedigrees from people when I'm buying and selling and trying to get rid of horses. And he, in fact, he sings some of them, which I'm not sure is a benefit to the ranch, but my first telegram I received from my wife down here was from him, and he sung and danced it.
That's scary.
It was disturbing. It was dark. He had his three hats. You know how he wears sometimes three hats? I told him one time, you know, you wear many hats around here, but he literally wears like three hats. And he's in his little coveralls, and those three hats are bobbing, and I thought, I've only been here a little while. I think we're a bit familiar with one another for you to be dancing in front of me. But he is a tremendous boon to the ranch. To mention just a few things. We got here, couldn't split wood. He was there the next day with a sledgehammer, which we still have in the barn, and a wedge. We needed a propane heater to thaw the pipes out so that the water would run again. He showed up the next day with a propane heater, which thawed our pipes out immediately. We needed a drill so we could make holes in boards. I know some of you are surprised that the ranch doesn't have any of these things, but we really don't. He showed up with a drill, which we still use. All of those corrals out there were built with his drill and my bit. The trash trailer broke the sides off because the road jiggled them off. And I didn't have skills, so I couldn't make a straight cut. And I said, I don't think a handsaw is going to go down an 8-foot plank and make, I mean, I'll do it, but do we have no means of cutting? He was down the next day with his saw. He is our go-to man, and I hope he doesn't die of heart failure. I think it's probably unhealthy to live up in the mountains with no woman. But I am beginning to learn that it's a lifestyle that some have chosen and it works for them. Take it.
Just so you know, on the south design, Ollie was not my first choice for manager. I was actually, and I spoke to Dirk, and so he incorporated this. I was after the Swedish bikini volleyball team.
made it possible, right? Well, you know, you can bring them anytime because there's room for them.
So I now have four t-shirts. This is a four t-shirt day.
Not at the ranch all the time, but more than you would believe. We have somebody, and I realize that Larry is on the board, but he does a lot of stuff that is not on the board stuff. He comes out, he grades roads. He solves the problems that have to be done by phone in town. He orchestrates everything we do, including the meetings and the getting. And he is a terribly busy person. His company just merged. He's been in St. Louis 3 of the 5 days of this week, I think. Between Las Vegas and St. Louis and wherever else he's going with his hunting deal, he finds more time to be out here than any other member from the... I mean, he's here all the time doing stuff. In fact, his wife has become a little bit jealous of his time out here. He could have easily not chosen to be the president again of the board and rerun or be on the board, and no one would have slighted him. He's given so much time, it's probably somebody else's turn. But he told me, he says, I need to get everybody up to snuff in the transition to work well, and again, volunteered his time. And he's a very selfless person, a giving person, and he does so much for the ranch that we don't. No. For instance, we had no solar system. We couldn't charge our computer, our phone, or anything. I had eight babies and a wife out here in a little tiny cabin trying to convince them that this was a good idea. And, you know, right down to just to where the water wasn't running, there wasn't any power running. And my wife is a trooper. She said, you know, this isn't normal for anybody to live like this if they are in a developed country.
And then you lost the hot water.
Larry went under the sink and got the water back and went up to... Anybody knows where the lot he brought this solar system from is? I think the only higher lot on there is Livin' Avage up there. That's the highest lot probably on there. But it's clear at the top. He and Brandt and... sometimes they had a little help, but I mean, the lion's share moving that down here, he and Brent did move that container onto that trailer, all that solar stuff, pulled up the concrete that held the post. It was a terrible task that most people would have hired a contractor to do just to get it out of the ground, and he did it with a come along and a crowbar, really. And he got it down here, and we have a solar system now that's a $20,000 system working, and donated all the time, all the effort to getting it down here, and
I actually tacked on a little fee for that today.
Good. What I'm telling you is there's a problem that I don't know who is going to solve. And if they'd have just relied upon the budget, we'd have soaked the budget for so much money, we'd have gone out and had to spend twice that, to say nothing of the labor to get it here, and everybody would have paid for that so that the ranch had some means of communication. He handled a problem that saved everybody in this entire association a lot of money. And anyway, this says foreman on it because he runs the show. He's been an excellent president, and he's ranch foreman.
Thanks, Norm.
That's all I have to say.
So back to the member shirts for the day. Okay, well, the next. Down from that, we already did the ranch house remodel.